Track 10, the last of the news stories. Youth groups to be rehomed. Tynmouth Scout and Cadet groups are finally set to be rehomed after Tynmouth Town Council submitted a planning application for new facilities to Tynbridge District Council. The current huts used by the Beaver, Scout, Cubs and Cadet groups at the bottom of Bitton Park have been in urgent need of refurbishment for some time. The site was set aside for youth of the town under the previous Tynmouth Urban District Council. Tynmouth Town Council says the new units will increase the space available so it can accommodate additional groups. The buildings will be built using steel profiling sheeting instead of the existing timber cladding, and solar panels on the roof will ensure sustainability. The proposals also include 10 storage containers, which Tynmouth Town Council hopes to rent out commercially to subsidise the rents charged to the voluntary groups. Public consultation on the planning application is open until the 22nd of August.
Reaching for the sky in vintage warbird. A Bobby Tracy man has been lucky enough to take to the skies in one of the world's rarest aircraft still flying. Former RAF engineer David Heath is no stranger to flights in historic aircraft, having bagged flight hours in a twin-seat Spitfire, Hurricane, P-51 Mustang and a Harvard. He can now add the Second World War era Blenheim to his list. Last month, the 73-year-old travelled to Duxford Airfield to fly in the world's sole airworthy Bristol Blenheim light bomber. She is operated by Aerial Collective at Duxford and is licensed by the Civil Aviation Authority to carry just 9 lucky passengers each year. The last time I saw her was back in 2019, when she was in bits awaiting a rebuild, said David. I jokingly said to the chief engineer at the time that I'd love a flight in her, not expecting that 5 years later my name will be pulled out of the hat for a flight this year. Pilot for David's flight was John Gowdy, who also flies for British Airways as a pilot in his day job. After getting strapped into the greenhouse-like cockpit, John wound up the 2 Bristol Mercury engines, which ran as sweet as a nut, continued David. Taking off, we were soon airborne and headed out past Stansted and towards Felixstowe Docks, where we saw 2 container ships and the Harbin carried out a simulated bomb run. As I was in the observer bomb aimer's seat, it brought home to me how brave those young airmen were in the war. After a flypast at RAF Wattisham, where David was based back in 1972, it was time to return to Duxford. John obtained permission to do a run and break down the runway at 200 miles per hour. It was truly incredible experience. I will challenge it for a long time, added David. And this article is surrounded by photographs of David with the instructor and lots of photographs of the old aircraft.
Friends' contribution aids faster recovery. A transformative donation has provided the McCullum Ward at Torbay Hospital with 17 modern beds, promoting patient independence and faster recovery. The Torbay Hospital League of Friends, renowned for its commitment to local healthcare, have contributed over £22,000, significantly enhancing patient care. Ankit Goli, operational manager at Torbay Hospital, emphasised the impact of the new equipment. The overbed tables not only ensure drinks and food are close at hand, whether patients are in bed or sitting beside it, but also encourage participation in activities and games, providing mental stimulation and creative outlets. Patricia Roberts, president of the Torbay League of Friends, added, "We are dedicated to advancing patient care, and these new facilities will notably improve comfort and well-being in McCullum."
Challenger Lexi captivates the audience at Dainton. A 4-time world record holder gearing up to take on an ambitious challenge was the latest guest speaker at Newton Abbott Chamber of Commerce's monthly breakfast networking event. Lexi Chambers, who is to traverse more than 850 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats in her everyday standard wheelchair, captivated the audience at Dainton Golf Club with her speech, detailing the experience that she has shaped her into the individual that she is today. Lexi, who had her left leg amputated below the knee 4 years ago due to a chronic pain condition called complex regional pain syndrome, also discussed her ambitious challenge set for September, where she will traverse approximately 874 miles from John O'Groats to Land's End. Remarkably, the Army veteran and former NHS nurse will be competing this challenge in her everyday standard wheelchair. The event, which is part of the Chamber's monthly speaker series, drew a significant turnout with many new faces in attendance. For those interested in supporting Lexi's challenge or learning more about her journey, you can donate and find out more by visiting End2End website. Although there will be no breakfast event in August, the Chamber is excited to announce their summer evening drinks event on the 22nd of August from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Dainton Golf Club. A ticket includes a welcome drink, nibbles and, of course, great networking opportunity. We will also be doing a raffle during the evening to raise money for our charity, No Limits Cafe. Tickets for the summer event are available now and can be purchased through the Chambers website. A heartfelt thank you goes out to Lexi Chambers for sharing her incredible story and to everyone who attended this morning's event. Your participation and enthusiasm make these gatherings truly special.
50 years of Wildlife Haven. An award-winning wildlife group celebrated its half century with a special open day last weekend. Rectory Field in Ogwell is a 5-acre plot managed jointly by the Woodland Trust and local wildlife group Ogwild, whose aim is to create a treasured local spot for both wildlife and people. Visitors to the site on Saturday were able to see at first hand what the volunteers have been doing to give nature a helping hand, and activities across the afternoon included workshops, a butterfly count, and scavenger hunt, as well as coffee and cake. Our volunteers have worked carefully to encourage nature to work at its own pace and encourage biodiversity, said Ogwild Chair Paul Martin. We have created wood and grass piles for insects and pollinators and erected boxes for bats and birds, including owls, and have also placed stone piles and reptile mats for lizards, toads, slowworms, mice and voles. A community orchard has also been planted with old Devon fruit varieties as well as native deciduous trees, all donated by the community, and many have memorial plaques. And there are just a couple of photographs around that short piece which show this glorious, really green area which looks so peaceful. And we even have a photograph of a young man busy counting his butterflies.